The nation went into mourning when, just after the Civil War's end, Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. No one alive today can remember, but a class project may make you get a sense of what it was like, or at least what went on. Students at the University of Illinois Springfield began live tweeting on April 14th, the date that Lincoln was shot at Ford's Theater back in 1865. They've continued tweeting in real time 150 years after the fact about the pursuit of John Wilkes Booth and the funeral cortege from Washington, D.C. to Springfield. I'm Amanda Vinicky, and I recently spoke with Professor Ken Owen about his class on history in digital media.
And the idea behind that class is to look at a variety of digital media, and including different websites, blogs, Twitter feeds, podcasts, databases, and to think about how we can use new technology in order to conduct and present historical research in a different way, and to think of what the opportunities for that are. And that's what's led us to be undertaking this Twitter project as part of the class's activities for the semester.
What is the power of doing this? What can Twitter followers learn from it, as well as your students?
So in terms of what Twitter followers will get out of it, I think it will give a real appreciation of what goes on in real time. I think one of the difficulties when we look back at events from 150 years ago is that we kind of know what happens. You know, we know the story of Lincoln's assassination, and we know ultimately that leads to the pursuit of Booth. But we don't know the way in which that would have appeared at the time. And instead of that appearing as one big event, we get to see just what the gaps were, just what the uncertainty was. And I think that brings it much more to life, that we can think of it as, what would this look like if it was a news event today? This is the way that it would be followed, or at least this is some of the way in which it would be reported. And I think it allows much closer connections to the for people to draw on those sorts of events.
As a member of the news media, I've thought about that some, and how this would be covered, the differences between 150 years ago and how politicians and journalists interacted, period, with events like this, with the entire Civil War. And we get some glimpses of that. I've read even an article published by the Associated Press. It was several paragraphs down before the reader learned that Lincoln had actually been shot. It was very different from how a story would have been turned around in today's media cycle with the style of writing, let alone Twitter and other social media and cable news.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's one of the fascinating comparisons that you get here. Yeah, the idea that people in the 19th century would have been communicating in 140-character bursts, I think, would have been entirely foreign to them, and they'd be surprised that anyone could manage it. But even picking up on your cable news point, the way that there would have been immediate attention, that Lincoln would not have got across the road before there were TV cameras there. And then just thinking about the way that would have affected things as well, with, for example, the escape of Booth, and what information would have been available both to those chasing him and those who of his co-conspirators who were on the run. You know, I think it would have made it a very different event indeed.
What are you particularly hoping that your students take away from this? Or maybe they already have. They need to know a lot about that event in order to send out those 140-character bursts.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, this is a very intensive research project, and we've had over 10 students working on researching this, getting the basic information, being able to fact-check, making sure that everything is put exactly in the right order, making sure that we get all our time references right. And that's been one of the important points of the class as well, that although digital media offers a lot of opportunities in that regard, the foundation of good history is solid research. And even though we're doing a project that's very exciting in terms of its interactivity and its public engagement, you can't get away without having that bedrock of solid research. And I think that's been a very useful lesson for students to get out of this.
Events are happening really around the clock. Will there be tweets coming out at 2 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, or do they get a bit of a break and some study time?
Thankfully, that's down to the wonders of technology. and we're
there'll
able
be scheduled
to use,
tweets.
Yes, we're able to use programs to schedule them in advance. But yes, it's quite remarkable, actually, the extent to which crowds would turn out at that time in the morning, even for a train that was just passing by, that we've got a number of tweets that chronicle people turning out just to sort of pay their respect to the moving train at 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning. And yet that's one of the things that we wanted to get across. One of the points is that this is almost as the event happens. And if that's 4 in the morning, that's when it's going to be on the feed.
Why is Twitter the appropriate medium for this and not, say, Facebook, Instagram?
So, yes, that's a great question. The real benefit of Twitter is that it's something that people read in real time. So Facebook, by contrast, will put things out of sequence in the way that they're posted, whereas a Twitter feed comes up. If you post it at 12, that's when it appears in your feed. So the idea behind it is that when people see these tweets, it will be alongside the regular rhythms of their life, and it'll sort of invite them to reflect on the way that this procession took place.
For those that do want to follow along, what is the Twitter handle that anybody should follow?
So the Twitter handle is Abe's Last Ride.
Got that? It's at Abe's Last Ride. UIS Professor Ken Owen says students' enthusiasm for the project has made it a success. A couple of other Twitter handles to follow if you're interested in this. Looking for Lincoln's doing something similar using the Twitter handle at Eliza Stavely. She was a journalist in 1865. There's also Mr_Lincoln, and many Twitterers are using the hashtag Lincoln150. You'll find me on Twitter, too, at Amanda Vinicky.